Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Elohim listeners. We appreciate you being out there for us today. We have a pretty interesting show for you today. Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, just what did he mean by that? Boy, that's interesting. So we're going to be talking about some freedom today. But first, before we get into it, what I always talk about first is love, because... Oh, my goodness. There's such a lack of love on the planet. It's just amazing. And I think that's mainly because people don't know what love is. We get caught up in this emotional aspect, oh, I love you, and you're making a person miserable, you know, because you say you love them, you know, you're treating them like crap, forcing them to do what you want to do, you mind that, all this kind of stuff. That's not love. That's a sick explanation of love that was given to us by people who don't really know what love is. That's why they were able to kill close to 300-400 million people over the past 300-400 years, you know? That's a lot of bodies. That don't sound like no love to me. Love is the act that make others feel good. I'm going to keep saying that. You know when you first meet somebody, you treat each other real good and you're acting all nice? Well, that is actually the love, okay? When you hook up, something else happens. You know, you hear a person says, well, we've been together for about a year now, but I don't know where this guy or this girl came from. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, they just turned into from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And they went a little crazy because they don't actually know what love is, you know. And they think that those actions and stuff that they're doing is part of the game to get you, you know. It is a way to get you because they're emotionally attaching themselves to those acts that you're committing, you know, and that's what makes them like you. But when you get their confidence and get their trust, you start treating them different. You go out of acting out of love and start acting out of something else. Well, I don't know what it is you'd be acting out of, but, you know, it sure ain't love, okay? I just want to run that by you for a couple of minutes because, man, you know, I went to a meeting last week, and there was just no love in the place at all. It's just unbelievable, you know? Okay, now let's get down to business today. You know, we're going to be talking about freedom for a minute, you know, because most of us don't know what it is, don't have a clue what it's all about. And the ones that do understand it are scared of it because we're so used to being taken care of by somebody else, okay? Now, what makes a sovereign? Well, you know, when you look at the different meanings of what sovereign is ruler, lord, over yourself, your property, or whatever you have. You know, that's a sovereign, you know. And how did we lose that? How did we lose the fundamental, we're talking about natural law, that's what we're talking about. And the question is, how did we lose that, you know? Well, I have to say this, but it hits everybody a little different when I say it because we've been taught this lie for so long that it's become such a part of our reality. When you say this to somebody, they look at you like you're crazy. Listen, you were not created, okay? Hello, God created me? Sure, God created you. You know what I'm saying? But all of the books tell you that men and women are God, okay? If you go back in antiquity and start studying, every God that they had was a man or a woman, all right? I'm just letting you know the reality of it, you know? And men and women, we can't create each other. It's the process that we go through because the universe is actually in an expansive mode. That's who we are. We are the universe expanding. So there's nothing on the planet, there's nothing out there in space that's greater than what you are. You know, you are the most powerful, most intelligent. Best thing that the universe has is what you see in your mirror, okay? So we're going to deal with some things because the Bible is packed with some very, very interesting and powerful codes, okay? And the reason why we're having so much trouble with the Bible is because we just don't understand the parables and relating it to what's going on today. Now, all the explanations that they gave you about what happened yesterday in the Bible, they are true. But there's a today's reality that's going on in reference to the book. And the ministers the preachers, as they call themselves, they're not talking on it, not because they wouldn't talk on it if they knew, but most of them just don't understand the reality of the book, how powerful the book is, and how much we can actually get from the book if we understood exactly what the book was trying to tell us, okay? Now, we go with the first question. When were you first born? Okay? Now, the question is, Jesus said that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. We got some good questions on that thing, Paul. When were you first born? The first time you were born, you came out of your mother's womb. That's the first time you were born, okay? And when you came out your mother's womb, right? Now, remember, Jesus said you have to be born again. We got to understand what this means, all right? I'm giving you keys to understanding what the Bible is all about. And the first thing you have to understand is that you were not created, because if you go in with that thought process, you'll be able to understand more. Now, you were born, coming out of your mother's womb, you were born, doctor smacked you on the butt, you started crying, yeah, you know. At that point, you were a live being. You were born a sovereign, ruler of all that you see, okay? Something happened to kill that live being, that sovereign. What happened? They gave your mother and father a birth certificate, okay? That birth certificate killed the live being and turned you into a corporate entity, turned you into a straw man, all right? Now, those of you who don't understand what straw man means, you can go on the Internet, look up the word straw man and read that document. If you haven't read that document, you really need to read that document, okay, because it's very informative and it'll tell you a lot, okay? The thing is, now, at that point, the live man dies, that Cyberman dies, and that corporate entity is born. This is why it was stated that you must be born again. Now, I'm not relating this to what the preachers are talking about from back in the day. I'm bringing everything up to date. What it means in today's time, 2016, okay? This is what this stuff means, and I'm giving it to you straight up, all right? Now, what you have to do in order to be, for that live man, that sovereign to be born again, you have to go down, you have to fill out an affidavit, okay, and rebirth. Rebirth the live man again. See what I'm saying? So you have to be born again. This is what Jesus was talking about. See, now you go into that book, and they got make up these groups and claim the person's name that wrote this stuff, okay, or the people that are responsible for writing that stuff, and they make up groups about these people, and they give you all kinds of nonsense, all right? And that's not what's really going on. There's a reason why they wanted Jesus dead back in the day, because he was teaching the people, he was waking the people up to the reality of what was going on, okay? The people have lost their freedom. They've lost their power, and they have become a subject or sovereign to the king or whoever was in charge of the land at the time, all right? Now, Jesus was trying to wake them up to that. They have different terminologies for it now. It's called the straw man, all right? Now, the 1%, they know all this stuff. They've been studying this book for 2,000 years. They done researched it. They know what's in it. They know what's going on. And they have set up this society, okay, based on how to manipulate you with this book. And if you don't understand how to read the Bible, they'll manipulate you all day long. So you have to be born again. Now, the live man dies when the birth certificate is activated, okay? Now, here's what they do. Your parents have 30 days to go down and claim you once they sign a birth certificate. If they don't claim you in 30 days, that means that you have abandoned the child. Now, you didn't abandon the live person. The live child is dead now. He's considered dead, and they're functioning on the straw man. That's a new life. They've given the straw man a new life, okay? And if you don't claim that life, they consider that life abandoned, and that child becomes a ward of the state. don't just seem strange to you that when the parents get in an argument, they got to go fight for custody? Shouldn't you already have custody? It's your kid. How come you don't have custody? Because you abandoned a child. Not knowingly, you abandoned a child. Unknowingly, you went down. You didn't file to rescue the child, so you abandoned the child. They took control of the child under the straw man, okay? So in order to be, in order to end in the kingdom of heaven, you have to be born again. This is what Jesus was talking about. Now, what church you've been in is telling you this? And what church have you been in? And the preacher's relating this to you like I'm relating it to you today, all right? The stuff that's in the Bible is amazing if you understand that you are not created, okay? Now, now that explains. Once you understand what was really being taught with that book, with the Bible, then you really begin to understand. Somebody's calling me. Then you really begin to understand. So I hope it don't cut you. No, I shouldn't cut this call off. So then you begin to understand why they wanted him dead, why they wanted him crucified, because they do not want the people woke up. Period. They want to keep you asleep, out of touch with reality, so they can manipulate you. This whole system. Let me make sure that I'm still broadcasting here. This whole system is based on slavery. They went from the shackles, mental and economic. That's how they have you trapped. All right? Now, let's go a little further into this. All right? Now, I just want you to think about what I'm saying. All right, because we're talking about common sense here. If you understand that you were not created, all right, energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if you cannot be created, how did they let us make man? They couldn't make a man. See what I'm saying? They could not make the physical man because that takes a process. And the same process has been going on for thousands and thousands of years, the same process of that baby coming out of the mama's womb, okay? So there was no let us make man. We are an extension of source energy. That's what we are. So when they say let us make man, now what man did they make? They made the straw man, okay? They got together, let us make man. They made the straw man. There was no birthing process for the straw man. The line that produced the straw man, the woman had to come from the same lie. So they went into Adam and took a rib. Come on. She had to come from the same lie. So the woman, the man and the woman in the let us make man analogy is the straw man and the woman. That's who they are. That's who they made. They can't make nothing else. If you understood that you were not created, that whole parable begins to make sense for modern time if you're going to get yourself free. You see what I'm saying? They made women subservient to the man. Why? You see, you understand what I'm saying? How can they make the man, and when the man comes out the womb of the woman? Something don't make sense. Something ain't right with that picture. You follow what I'm saying? It was the straw man that they were making. Let us make man. I'm just giving it to you so that you can understand why you're trapped in this cycle and can't get free. Okay? See, man is mine, okay, and mind is man. So if man is mine, you know, who's in control of your mind? Who's teaching you? The first thing they do is send you off to these schools that were set up by people that don't care nothing about you, right? That means that they're training you. But see, in reality, they're not training the live man to be God on the planet. They ain't training you like that. They're training you to be a subservient straw man so that you can come out looking for that job. Think about this for a second. You go all the way through Harvard, the best colleges on the planet, and come out with a resume in your hand begging somebody for work. Don't make sense. Why would a guy need to beg somebody else for work? You should be able to work. You should be able to create whatever work you want for yourself. See, I'm talking about Jesus because You know, the teachings are so profound once you begin to actually understand it. If you go in and read that Bible, right, Jesus didn't collect no tithes and he didn't take no offerings from nobody. Think about it. Now, if they're supposed to be following Jesus, why are they collecting tithes? Why are they taking offerings? You understand what I'm saying? They're not following Jesus. I don't know. The Jesus Christ that they're following, the one that they got hung up on the cross, well, he was a fake. There was no Jesus Christ. There was a Yahshua Ben Bandera. I'm just bringing you some information because once you start understanding and thinking about this stuff right, the truth will make you free. If you go down and be born again, fill out the affidavit to bring that live being back to life, okay, then you're a free person. That puts you in another status, puts you in another jurisdictional status. Okay. And all of the statutes and codes that they got set up, they don't belong. They don't apply to you no more. Okay, because you're in a different status. You now become sovereign. Lord. You follow what I'm saying? The government, the people are actually supposed to be in power over the government, not the government in power over the people. They flipping the script. They're flipping the script because they need slaves to keep making this money. Okay? Send your children off. The children are being taught by them. That's why I mentioned love so much in the beginning, because they're teaching you about love and they don't know what love is. That's why we're so screwed up. Okay? Now, that this whole thing gets very interesting when you get right down to it. Okay? Since the straw man is a lie of man, and the woman is a lie of straw man, because they took the woman from the man. Now, here's something else you have to think about. If we're talking about that parable and dealing with, okay, live beings and dealing with getting yourself free from under the jurisdiction of these people and what they're doing, when they say they breathe the breath of life, okay, what is the breath of life for the straw man? Money! The straw man is about the dollar, okay? And when they talk about money, they talk about currency, which is water, okay? I'm just breaking it down to you so you can see that what all these people are teaching is already in the Bible, but nobody's breaking it down to you so you can see it like that, okay? That's what's going on. Now, that's why there was no birthing process in the story of Let Us Make Man. Because the straw man, there was no birthing process to the straw man, okay? The whole thing just begins to make more sense when you get into it. But first, okay, you have to get out of the slavery trap. Now, I'm telling you what the slavery trap is. It sounds simple, but it's not. I talk to so many people, and even after I make the statement, the term creator automatically comes out of their mouth. It's just automatic. You sit down, listen to people, listen to them. That term creator comes out like it ain't nothing, okay? Once you begin to understand that you were not created, that changes your whole thought process. You'll begin to do things for your children and make money for you in a way that you've never made before, because you'll be thinking differently. If you go in that job, all right, if you go in that job, you don't be thinking about no career. You think about how can I get enough money to set something up so I can have something to leave my children. What's wrong with you making $1 million, $2-3 million a year? Nothing. You have the brain power to go, but you're just not thinking about it like that. You're just not off into thinking, how can I do this like that? People are calling me. I think they're calling me because I might have been a little late getting started today. I'm not sure because I got screwed up with the time. And, I'm not answering the phone because I'm still old school. I don't want to drop this call to catch some of the other calls. Normally I would call from another line to activate the switchboard, but I was running a little late. If you notice, you got your text a little late. Those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you once again for calling in and spending the time with me, okay? And during this time, I hope to give you as much information as possible that will help you and your sojourn and your travel in this country and actually on the planet. For those who are not in this country, because we got people that are not in this country listening to the broadcast. So now that takes us back into the 14th and 15th Amendment citizen. Now, here's what happened during that process. Individuals owned slaves. 13th and 14th Amendment made it against the law for the individuals to own a slave. So what they did, they transferred ownership from the individual to the government. Think about that. You go research this. Go check it out for yourself. Don't just say, don't just believe it. I'm telling you. They transfer ownership from the individual slave master to the government, who was owned by the people, who was owned by the slave masters. So you became property of the government, and you might not like this, but you're still property today. They just tricked you, right, with that birth certificate. They're treating you like property because of the birth certificate. So they have tricked you again into turning over your freedom and your rights to them without knowing what the heck is going on, you know? The whole thing is kind of interesting. I don't know if I'll be able to stay on for a whole hour today because my time's a little screwed up here. So I started the broadcast a little too soon here, and it automatically shuts off at a certain time, okay? But now let's get back into that. You were not freed from ownership. You were freed, and your freedom was transferred from the individual slave master to the government. So right now, you are literally a functioning slave, okay? Got to do some research, do some studying, okay? Once you begin to upgrade your thought process, you begin thinking about everything differently, and you will have no problem with coming up with a way to make that $1 million a year, $500,000 a year. It's in you. You just have to go in and get it, okay? The kingdom of heaven is within you. Everything is within you that you need. There's nothing outside of yourself. You run around praying all over the place, you know, distracting your power. Listen, now listen. Let's just talk frankly for a minute, all right? Let's talk frankly for a minute. Once you submit to the thought that you were not created, everybody got some kind of God for you. They got Muslim gods, Christian gods, Hindu gods, Hebrew gods. They got all kinds of gods for you. And the government don't care as long as you pick one of them. That's why they put it in the Constitution, that freedom of religion. They don't care what religion you're in. As long as you're in one of them, that makes you less than and not equal to. So if you're less than and not equal to God, their job is to give you a God that they control, okay? Talk to the preachers now. All I'm saying, well, God told me this, okay? The imams, they in touch with Allah, okay? The Buddhists, they in touch with Buddha. So Buddha's telling them what to do. They're controlling, through conversation, you through the God that you decided to worship, you know? Now, religion means way of life. This is what we teach. Religion means way of life. If you like money, that's your way of life. If you like women and fast food and drugs, that's your way of life. That's your religion. So what we encourage people to think about is the end game. By the time you leave here, if you're thinking about leaving here 90 or 100, however old you think that you want to be when you leave here, think about what you wanted to have accomplished in that time. That's your end game. Then you go back and plan. Now, whatever teachings that you need to get you to that end game, you have to follow that religiously. That becomes your religion. Follow that to get to where you're trying to go, and you'll get there because you have the brain power, you have the knowledge, you have the power within you to rise up and do whatever you want to do, but you have to understand that it's there. When you look in that mirror in the morning, there's nothing greater than what you see in that mirror, okay? Now, I'm going to run this commercial right quick before we run out of time. This is the Elohim Radio Show on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Philadelphia time, okay? You can call us at 646-564-9888 and press 1 if you want to say something or give us a shout-out, or you can just listen. That's fine. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We respect your privacy. We'll just call out the last 4 digits of your number if you put your hand up, okay? Now, we have released our first gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming CD. The link is cdbaby.com/CD/ElohimChrist2. You can go and check it out, listen to parts of it. You don't have to buy it right away, but if you want to support us, that would be good too, okay? We also have a book on the market called Toronto Scriptures Part 2. In fact, last week's lecture was out of that book, you know, and a lot of stuff that I'm talking about now is out of that book because we need to know more about what's going on and how to understand the keys of the Bible and the Quran, because there's a lot of good stuff in the Quran as well, okay? Now, we're talking about Jesus is coming. We think he's going to come from the same place he came from last time, out of the mother's womb, out of the goddess's womb. So you got to be careful what you guys are dumping out there. It's, you know, be very careful what you're getting rid of out there, because we need these babies. If we're going to really get out of this trouble, the children are going to get us out of this trouble, okay? Now, now also for more information on the book or CD, you can call TCCA at 215-294-0223, okay? Now, also, the Will I Am show comes on right after mine. Well, we're probably late getting the Will I Am show, because I think this show is a little late. I'm not sure. I got my time all screwed up with this daylight saving time thing. But the Will I Am show, it's on every Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern time, okay? And that number is 218-632-0460. And the PIN number is 726-47-476-87. That's the PIN number, okay? And, you know, just press pound when you get in there, and you'll be right. And it'll put you right on the conference call. That's the conference call. It's not Blog Talk Radio, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out, too, to Horace Butler for his When Rocks Cry Out. I think it's a good book. He understands history. You need to get in there and purchase it. Give him a little play if you can. I give a shout-out for Nikki Love's show, Spiritual Advisor. She's pretty good. I like what she does, how she do it. She comes on Thursday at 10 p.m. Her number is 347-215-8040. And at the time that she comes on, has changed. Maybe if anybody finds on a different time, you want to let me know. I don't want to give people the wrong time. Also, we have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178, at 53rd in July in Philadelphia, headed by Basima Muhammad. That number to call is 215-796-0366. Now, also, we have RBG Industries. He makes flags, clothing, and things of that nature. So you can give him a call. He works out of Jersey. His number is 609-638-5828. Now, we have a couple of new additions here, okay, to what's going on. We have Thomas Thornton, who's producing under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has a couple of CDs on the market. He writes from an old-school Philadelphia style. I think his style is pretty good. He got 6 CDs on the market right now, so if you want to give him a call, find a little more about it, you can just go on, or you can go on the internet, type in CD Baby, and then type in Yesterday's Child, and his CDs will come up. Or you can call 267 259-4077 and check him out. And also, we have a new release from somebody who lives right down the street from me, a friend of mine. I've been known him for a long time. He has about 4 or 5 CDs out there, but he just released a new one. They're called the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. How about that? Hopefully next week I'll be able to let you hear a little bit of the music and a little bit of my music over the air. I'm just trying to get everything set up so we can do that. And if you want to find out more about their new release, I like it. It's really, really good. I listened to it twice. It's called Heaven Bound Singers, and you can just give Patrick a call at 215-471-4419. If you want to book them, you can call that number too. They're available to do bookings and do some shows for you. And I talked to them. He said he's going to, when I start booking, When I start doing my shows, because I used to promote shows, when I start doing my shows, he says he wouldn't mind, doing a few shows for me. I think that's good. Okay. Now, just go back to Horace Butler just for a minute. According to Horace Butler, right, the Americas was already called the Americas before the European came. In fact, this whole area was called the Americas. And we had thriving cultures, cities, everything here before the European came. Now, just like when they show the Indians on television, all they show is them in teepees and stuff. But we had cities and everything here when this guy got here, okay? We had shipping industries, the whole nine yards, because we was shipping, we were having trade, commerce back and forth with Africa, okay? In fact, they set up a city, something like Egypt, right here on this continent. They don't tell you about these things, but all of the information stuff about that is in Horace Butler's book When Rocks Cry Out. I think that everybody should have it. I got it. I've read it. It's really a good book, okay? Like they say, you can't be Americans, but actually we are the original Americans. I just want to throw that out there for a minute, okay? Now, we have to start fighting for your economic freedom. Economics is somebody else working and paying you, okay? I think we're about to run out of time here. Well, I'm going to keep going anyway. I think there's a way to add a few more minutes here, so I'm going to do that. And we get about 15 more minutes out of this. Sorry about the time screwed up. They say you can't be an American, but you can't be American. Stop fighting for your economic control. If you know how to write a poem, write about 30 poems, put them in a book. Get it published and put your book out, okay? If you know how to write music, make a couple of CDs, okay? It costs $90, and then put them on CD Baby and start promoting it. Sell them to your friends, right? If you write a little bit of music, okay, you can do that. If you know how to bake a few cakes, cookies, and pies and stuff, and take them around the neighborhood, sell them to your friends. You can pick up $30, $40 a day doing that, you know? $40 a day times seven, it's $280 a week. That pays some bills if you're getting a little short on money or whatever. See what I'm saying? It's like $1,300, $1,400, $1,300 a month, you know, that you can pick up just by being creative, just getting out trying to do something, you know. In fact, I've seen brothers downtown with just one poem on a sheet of paper, and they were selling to people for a dollar, okay? Or sometimes they just take whatever they give them, but they were getting a dollar. This guy was picking up $70, $80 a day just with one poem out there, you know. So if you're, you know, when you get a little stuck on cash or money, when you start creating ways to make money without depending on somebody else, see, things begin to get easier and begin to get more creative on what you can do and how you can do it, okay? So there's a lot of things that you can do. Depends on your age, depends how much energy you got. You know, there's a lot of ways you can get out there and make a few dollars to do what you have to do, but you have to think creatively. You have to think as a creator. That's what creatively thinking means, that you have to create and make stuff, make things up. Sometimes when you're doing stuff, you sit around, just like I come up with a design for a battery charger. I'm getting that process now, you know. I come up with it because I'm dealing with multiple things here, and I'll be using different apparatus. I involved different types of batteries, so I created a battery charger that's different than the one that's on the markets right now. So there's so many ways that you can create things for yourself, but you have to get out there and do it, and you have to try to work a way to get the economics. Now, I'm going to say this, and this is something that I want you to pass on to your children, because your children need to know this, okay? When they come out of high school, don't be in a hurry to kick them out of the house, right? Tell them to go out and get two jobs. They live off one, and save the other. In 2 years' time, they have about $20,000 saved up. They go down a sheriff's sale. They can pick up a couple of properties, start renting properties out. Before you know it, they're making $200,000 a year. All right? Gotta pay for their college and everything else they want to do. And they have residual income, and the job won't determine how they live. That's been our mistake. The jobs have been determining how we live. Now, I'm going to go back over and reiterate a couple of things here Then I've been over because, like I said, I screwed the time up. So those of you online, I apologize. I don't know how I got screwed up with the daylight saving time. It messed me up a little bit because I didn't change the time on my laptop. And when I went to click in for it to start, it started at 5 o'clock, and I had to go back and undo it, and then I had to start it live. And I think I started a little late. So if you notice, you got the text a little late, okay? Now, I just want to go back over the topic for today. I want to reiterate that because I think that's so important. When Jesus said, let us make man. No, I'm sorry. That's not the topic. I said, you must be born again, right, to enter the kingdom of heaven, right? And back in the day, what they were talking about, how they were teaching them that was one thing. But this is 2016. Now, the reason why they wanted Jesus dead was because he was political. He wasn't just a spiritual guy running around. He was a political guy. When you're born, right, you're a live being. The live being dies when your parents sign the birth certificate. That's what goes on. In order for you to be born again, you have to go down, find an advocate, and bring that live being back to life again. Okay? You must be born again. The teachings are there. Preachers are giving it to us like we're supposed to get it. Okay? When that birth certificate is signed, that's the document that activates that corporate entity, which is called the straw man. Like I said, if you don't know what the straw man is, go on the internet, read that document. Okay? And then the parent has 30 days to claim that straw man child. And most parents don't know that, so they don't claim the child. The child is abandoned, and the child becomes a ward of the state. That's why when you get married, you have children, you fight for custody when you break up, nobody got custody. Why? Because you never went down to take custody of the child. And so the child was listed as abandoned, becomes a ward of the state. All right? So so basically, that's how you have become a slave. Well, that's not how you become a slave, but that's how you're keeping you a slave by not knowing what's going on. And when you go into the Bible and you read that part, let us make man, see if you have the thought process. I'm just going over this again so it can be on there, because this is a hard concept, because we've been fed lies all our lives, and it's hard to drop those lies. So we're the universe in expansion mode. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. This is so important. So if energy cannot be created or destroyed, how were you created? You weren't. Us make man. What man could they make? They can't make a man without going through the process. See what I'm saying? So without going through the process, the only man that they could make was the straw man. Let us make man in our image. They took the straw man, and since man is mine is man, they took control of your mind and created you in their image, in their schools. Think about it. We are living in that. We have become lying, cheating, no good people just like they are. We don't trust each other. There's no love in the neighborhood. We don't love each other because we don't know what love is. You see? They have created us in their image. We're talking about the straw man. And since the man is a lie, the woman had to come from the same lie. So the woman becomes less than the man because they took her out of the man. How come that's the only time in history that the woman come out the man? It's the other way around all the other time. Something's wrong with that picture, okay? Something is wrong with the picture, okay? Now, I'm going to get into just a little bit of knowledge that most people aren't actually talking and dropping about. Sometimes Will I Am gets into it, which is why I like it, probably. He gets out there sometime. No human is indigenous to this planet. Now, we used to have the ability to shapeshift. We come from another dimension, an incorporeal dimension, okay? For incorporeal, what we call spirit energy, we just call it incorporeal energy. That's another name for it, okay? And we come from that dimension through the black hole around Sirius A and Sirius B, come into this dimension because incorporeal life forms give off a corporeal gas that comes into this dimension through the black hole, Okay? They was afraid that that gas would ignite and burn a hole in both dimensions. So they set up Cyrus A, Cyrus B, and Cyrus C so that they can stay in this dimension and monitor the gas. That's where this heaven and hell concept comes from. We're here monitoring the gas so it don't burn out of control. Dark matter moving through the universe is moving this gas. So that's why it didn't jump from molecule to molecule, because everything is in motion. So they were able to bring whatever amount of gas they wanted together and ignite it to create suns and stuff and offshoots of planets. Now, it don't take as long as they're telling you to make a planet. But just with the limited knowledge, and this carbon dating system is the worst dating system on the worst dating system. And when I say dating, I mean, you know, figuring out the age of stuff is the worst. It's such baby stuff. But they're learning and they'll get there. Okay. So I'm just dropping this information so that you know that when we came here, we had the ability to live in space without planets and stuff. And we had the ability to shapeshift. When we created the planets, when we went to the planet, we could shapeshift to be whatever we wanted on the planet, all right? And when we came here to this planet, we didn't evolve from no ape or nothing. We came here just like we are right now. That's why they're talking about something missing link, but I ain't no missing link. We came here like we are. Evolution is a, well, that's another joke. But since I mentioned the word evolution, I'm almost out of time. Since I mentioned the word evolution, I'm gonna get into this just for a second. The reason why they're tricking us with evolution is because, see, they're trying to give the scientists process that they weren't created. And think about it. When you think about evolution, there was no creation going on, okay? There was a self-creating entity. And everything evolved out of that. We come up out of the ocean and just constantly evolving into something. But there was no creation. See? You understand what I'm saying? So the scientists aren't thinking with the mind that they were created. When they want something, what do? They created themselves. Because they know that they weren't created. That's the trick. That's in that evolutionary process. There's racism in it too. But that's the trick that's in that evolutionary process that we don't get, because nobody's telling you that you weren't created. But he wants their scientists to know that they weren't created, and if something has to be done, they can create whatever they will, whatever they want, because of who they are. See what I'm saying? I just want you to think about this for a minute. That's the trick in the evolutionary process. It ain't so much about us going through from species and the survival of the fittest. There was no creation. That's the trick. That's the key. And they don't want you to catch that, because they want you to think that somebody created you and you got to depend on somebody to get whatever you want, that you can't make what you want yourself, but you can. You know what I mean? And if you go back into Black history, see what I'm saying? Every scientific invention that they're enjoying that pushed society forward came out of the Black community. You got brain power. You got all the power you need to do whatever you want to do, okay? This is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to bring to you, the reality of what's going on in 2016. You need to wake up, take control of your life. Now, there's a scary part to being free, a real scary part. Now, I'll get into this for a second. The scary part to being free, that you can't depend on master no more. Huh? You can't depend on master no more. That's scary. I mean, if he shuts the supermarkets down right now, what would happen to us? I ain't got no food. Half of us be killing each other, trying to starving to death, we probably out there trying to eat each other. Cats and dogs be in trouble. We'd be eating rats, mice, and everything else, because we're not used to being free. See, a free man has total responsibility for everything. Everything. Okay? And we haven't been taking responsibility for nothing. We've been relying on the slave master to take care of us, and that's what's been going on. Okay? So when you start thinking about getting your freedom, you have to think about, what are you going to do for everything? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to clothe yourself? You know, how you gonna make property live in, the house you live in? I mean, I think Gloria was talking about tiny houses they're selling that you can make right now. It's kind of cheap, but we need to go further than that. We need to go further than that. You know what I'm saying? We can literally create a side society where money's not even necessary. I ain't talking about credit cards. We're talking about the barter system. Even with credit cards, you're talking about the barter system. That's what all this is about. They just make it complicated, make complicated sounding words. That's the mind control. Okay? That's how they control your mind. But all this economics is just it's just bartering, that's all it is. And when we can create a society where no bartering is necessary because we have the machinery that we can create to make the food, clothing, shelter, security, and we just monitor the machines and make the food, clothing, shelter, security, what will we have to buy? Nothing. So what would we need money for? You wouldn't. Why would you have to barter? You wouldn't. There wouldn't be a $100 pair of shoes and a $50 pair of shoes. There'd just be one pair of shoes that's the best that we can make as a society. I'm just throwing this out there because I don't think conventionally like everybody else because I have a different thought process now. I know who I am, all right? I know who I am, and I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I can do. And I'm about the business of doing it. Now, it takes a little time. Stuff ain't going to fall out of the sky overnight. You have to work at it. But you can do whatever you want to do. You have that ability, all right? Now, well, we're almost out of time here. So for those who are on the air, for medicine, if you're sickly or have any kind of problems, right, we got to stay away from their diet system. Stay away from the fried foods, right? Stay away from eating a lot of starchy foods. Stay away from their bread, okay? But grass, the three things that come from grass, corn, rice, and flour, that's grass. The Egyptians cultivated, horticulturists, they cultivated the grass to the point that the corn was yielding the corn yields was really big. The ears of corn got big, you know, the flour and all that. They were able to do this stuff, but the grass is what they feed to the livestock. And if you check what you're eating and what they're selling, everything either come from grass or is grass related. Everything, because you're livestock to them, and they're just feeding the grass. So what you need to do, collard greens. If you take a couple of collard greens, a couple of string beans, a couple of Brussels sprouts, a couple of broccoli, and a couple of green peas, that can turn those five vegetables, one cup each, eaten at the same time when you eat them, contain all the medicine and nutrients you need to completely cure whatever's going on with you. I'm telling you. Put yourself on that. Eat whatever you want. And anything else you eat, like if you're eating meat or something like that, something else like that there, eat it in a salad. You eat it in a salad, and your body will clean up overnight. You get so healthy. But now once you get healthy, once you go to the doctor, the doctor tell you nothing wrong, then you got to switch the diet because if you keep eating those five vegetables like that every day, you'd be over-medicating yourself because it's medicine. It really is medicine. It will cure whatever's going on, okay? And there's another diet that you can get, and we'll talk about that now. Maybe one week when we're talking about health, I'll get you into the other diet that will help you actually begin to reduce the aging process because we shouldn't be dying at 80 or 90 years old. I mean, or walking in walkers and canes, can't barely move. That shouldn't be happening. So we have remedy for that. But like I say, you have to do some research. You got to check this stuff out for yourself. You got to look. You got to go in, and you got to check these things out for yourself. Okay. Now, Will Adam comes on at 4 o'clock. If you want to ask some questions about the process of gaining your freedom, okay, filling out the affidavits and all that. That would be a good question to ask Brother Will Adam because he can lock you into that. Okay. All right. Well, we're actually out of time. I started a little early today. I have to apologize. So we're actually out of time. It's going to shut down. But those that are on the air, once again, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in and spending this this hour with me. I appreciate it. Each week I'm trying to bring you things Everything I'm bringing is related to the Bible because it's a very powerful book. We just don't know how to read it, okay? Very powerful book. And I'm giving you the keys. That's what the Tanakhical Scriptures part 1, 2, and 4 is. Keys to understand the Bible and the Quran. The Bible and the Quran, they're so close together. It's just unbelievable, the information that's in both of them, you know? And the Tanakhical Scriptures give you keys to unlock these scriptures so that you can better understand them when you go in, because it will help you in this day and time. Excuse me. A lot of the information that they talk about from back in the day is accurate because they're parables, and parables have multiple meanings. So everything depends on your end game. As a creator, you have to think about your end game and what you want to create, what you want to create for yourself, because you can. Okay? Now, with that, I'd like to say that love is always will be the answer. And those of you who are here, once again, I'd like to thank you again for timing in. I appreciate it. And those of you who are on the other side of the world, we love you, and we wish you well. And we will talk again somewhere next week. Peace.